Today, our scripture passage is taken from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 15, and we will have Roy who will come and read the scripture for us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Now, 11 to 32. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided the property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. So he ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is now alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the oldest son was in the field. When he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. 'Your brother has come,' he replied, 'and your father has killed the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound.' The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours who has squandered your property with prostitutes comes home, you kill the fattened calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.'" May the Lord add his blessing to the hearing and reading of his word this day. Amen.
Thank you, Roy, for reading the scripture. It's a long one, but a very, very good story. Today, I would like to start with the question, how many of you recycle items from your home? What are some of the recyclable items?
Cardboard.
What's that?
Cardboard.
Cardboard.
Water bottles.
Newspapers. Papers. So we all recycle and we put it in different bins, right? The black one is newspapers. No, I'm just kidding. It's the blue one. So in California, actually, we have only two bins here. One is black and the other one is blue. So everything, papers, bottles, cardboards, we put it in the blue, and the rest of the trash, we put it in the black. In California, we had four. One is just purely paper, no liquid, nothing. One is other bottles and cans and anything. And the other one is just trash. And the other one is foodstuff. What do you call that? Compost. So we had four bins, and we had to make sure that we put the right thing in the right box. Now, recycling is very important because, and very interestingly, Recycle based its project on three R's, RRR. One is reuse, reduce, and recycle. And even in our church, I'm so glad that some time ago, Craig started a mission project here in our church. Do you remember? We decided to bring all the empty cans and then put it near the fire exit so that one of the members who is in need can collect them and then crush them and sell it. And it's a very easy mission project. Each of us can do it, and it doesn't cost us any penny. We just have to collect. And so sometimes when I go to a friend's house for party celebration, I will be collecting cans, and they would ask, "What are you doing?" So I said, "We have a mission in our church." And so I would always do that and put it there. And I'm sure every Saturday we see, Sunday we see people bringing cans, putting at the fire exit. And so we are doing an amazing job, and thank you so much. And this baseball season hasn't started yet, but during the ball season, we have the field here, and this is the place where the entire town comes every evening with kids running around. And so every morning or every evening when I take a walk, sometimes I would see juice box, juice pouch, I think, and sometimes empty cans or sometimes half-eaten cookies or candies lying around, and I would be picking them up every day, every time when I go for a walk. And so, but whenever I see cans, I would pick them, collect them, and then bring it and put it at the fire exit, because we can make a difference for somebody for something that is just lying for free, which can make money. Now, this story reminds me, this ways of, finding money on the street, in our backyard, reminds me of a story about a woman from Nigeria. Her name is Bilikis. She started a long journey from Nigeria to come to New England, to Boston, to study Master of Business Administration at MIT. Not any other place, MIT. Now, studying and getting an MBA degree from MIT will open up a lot of possibilities. You could start up your own business or work for a very big company with a very high salary. And while doing her MBA in the United States, she observed something. She saw that here in the United States, people would sort their trash into different boxes, into different bins. Some people would throw trash in one bin and collect some other stuff and put it in another bin. She learned how this simple act helps the environment we live in by decreasing the amount of trash in landfills. And she also remembered Nigeria, where trash was a real problem. And it's a real problem in a lot of third world countries. And so instead of taking up a dream job, she knew where her mission was, Nigeria. She said in her own hometown, in Nigeria, about 60% of the trash are made by the 21 million residents and are never collected. It sits in piles and sometimes it even spreads into the street. And as we all know, uncollected trash is a health hazard. It becomes a breeding ground for flies and rodents that spreads disease. And so after graduation, she went home and started recycling mission called We Cycle. She's sharing about the importance of recycling, but none of the people in her town were listening to her. It is always hard for people to change their ways, especially the bad habits they have developed for a long time, either because they have never been taught or told, or they have been doing because that's the only way they know how to do it. So she had to find another way to convey her message. So instead of telling what Recycle would do for the city, she decided to show them what Recycle could do for them. Lagos, her main city, her city generates about 735,000 tons of plastic each year, and that is worth about $300 million to waste brokers who sell it to recyclers. And so she said, that is money lying on the street. And when people understand the concept, it helps them in three ways. It solves the city's trash problem, cut down the spread of disease, and generates cash that could improve their life. So instead of telling them what recycling would do for the city, Billikis started offering incentives in exchange for recyclable items. In fact, she was paying some money so that she could throw away their recyclable waste goods at home. And the We Cycle team visits home about some 6,000 homes each week, collecting 40 tons of recyclable waste materials. And so this young woman who came to United States with a big dream of getting a very high-paying job now is changing the way people of her city look at their garbage. The lost money once left lying in the street is being reclaimed. What was once trash is now seen a treasure. Now, this story about We Cycle Project leads us to our story in Luke chapter 15, which Roy just read very dramatically to us. We see a similar story about a young man who moves far away from home, although the ending of the story or the plot of the story is little different from the woman's story in Nigeria. Unlike Billikis, this young man did not travel to attend a business school or did not go out to seek opportunity to improve upon his life. Instead, he wasted the money in extravagant living. And after some time, he finds himself looking at trash. Bilicus, the young woman from Nigeria, saw opportunity in trash, but this young man in the Luke story saw that he had hit rock bottom when he saw trash. But the story says this young man came to his senses and remembers his father's treasures. And so he decides to turn his life around. So in humility, he decides to go and seek his father's forgiveness. Bilicus, the young woman from Nigeria, and the father of this young man see values where others don't. And so when the young son is still far away from home, the father runs to him to welcome him back. The true treasure he had lost when he left home has been returned to him. The son returns from trash to his father's treasures, and the father demonstrates that he sees in his son treasure, not trash. And that love is very, very transformative. Just like the young son, just like the young man, younger son, sometimes we travel far away from God because of our selfish needs or desires. But thankfully, God is the Redeemer. God is the recycler. And so he always sees values in each one of us, even though we commit sin against him every day. Because God has made each one of us in his own image. The young woman, Bilicus, saw the abandoned aluminum and plastic as lying money on the street. And so also God sees value in each one of us, even when we are far away from him. And when we come to our senses, and when we turn to God, God welcomes us with open arms, no matter what kind of sin we commit. Unfortunately, just like Bilicus had traveled convincing the people of her city the value of recycling, the older brother in Luke's story refuses to accept and welcome his younger brother who was once lost. Now, if we read this story carefully, this story focuses on one particular group of people. And we all know this story is a parable, right? And Jesus always uses a parable to teach a lesson. And this was in the context of Pharisee and Sadducees questioning Jesus welcoming the sinners, the excluded people in society. And so Jesus wants to teach the religious leaders, the Pharisees, and the legal experts about the love of God. And if we carefully read this story, Luke tells us that the older brother who refuses to welcome his younger brother represents the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And those sinners, the tax collectors, those people excluded from the city represent the younger brother, because the Pharisees would not welcome those sinners in their midst. Excuse me. The Pharisees and the legal expert had reputation for giving up on certain group of people in their society, of excluding them because they are not religious, because they are not of their same status. Those religious leaders would always label people as sinners, tax collectors, Samaritans, adulterers, lepers, sick people, unclean people. They are unwelcome. They are unwelcome, unworthy to receive God's blessings. The question for all of us this morning is, as Christians, as followers, as disciples, after following Christ for so many years, is there any way in us in which sometimes, in a subtle way, unconsciously, excuse me, do we exclude people who do not agree with us, who do not look like us? Do we cast people out from our inner circle? Do we discard other people? Do we consider other people as trashed? Maybe not verbally, but with our attitude. If we read the entire Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and if we read the lifestyle, the teachings of Jesus, we see always Jesus at the places with those whom society cast aside, healing them, giving them hope. And so the examples, the story of Jesus tells us and gives us the hope that Jesus is the great recycler, redeeming everyone and inviting everyone to join him in his recycling mission. God's way is an amazing recycling mission, recycling project, inviting sinners, unworthy younger siblings, rejected by the society, by the older brother. The good news today is God is inviting each one of us to recycle his love to everyone around us. And so, here's the message. Go and recycle. Amen.